Hey guys, this is Debonair and I am your host of the Debonair Gaming Channel, which is new to your ears, but not to the game. I'm currently coming to you from my HQ and I hope that you are enjoying your 2018. I would like to thank you for listening and make sure that you subscribe or follow the channel everywhere that social media is available. Everywhere there is a search box, you will find us, Debonair Gaming. Today we are going to be discussing games that got it right. It's a new series on my channel that I will be doing, and fortunately for you guys listening to the podcast, you will be getting it first. Why are you getting it first? Well, it's quite simple. Podcasting is more simple than video editing, especially using Anchor. So I can do a podcast faster than I can edit my videos. And although I already have a couple clips in the working for the video on YouTube, it takes time to edit it perfectly. You know, I scrutinize and make sure that all of my content is video worthy, YouTube worthy, and my podcasts are basically off the cuff, no script, so you guys are getting the most authentic me that you can possibly get here at Anchor, here at the Google Play Store, here at iTunes, here at Stitcher, wherever you are listening. I also can upload these to YouTube as well, and if you are listening to the podcast on YouTube, then thank you. Make sure that you guys share these podcasts and let your friends know about these podcasts. Now, as I said, we're going to be talking about games that got it right. Games that got it right are games that depict a world that we know and love from a comic book world, a manga world, a cartoon universe, and perfectly display these worlds in all their glory. They follow the rules and they give us the experience that we would desire if we were in those worlds. So those are the kind of games that we're going to be talking about here at the Debonair Gaming Podcast channel. And if you are looking forward to that content, then make sure that you stay tuned and continue listening. Now, I would like to thank you guys for staying. It is very important to me that you share the content that I have been providing, and I must say that I'm using Anchor to broadcast to you guys, and it is doing exceptionally well. I mean, I'm able to also have this background music for you guys, and if you are enjoying it, you know what to do. But if you don't know what to do, I must once again say, make sure that you follow me. Also, if you are an up-and-coming podcaster, head over to Anchor, favorite me. You must download the app, and then that way I can listen to your content as well. I have been listening to some of Positive Vibes on here, and I love his content. It's pretty good. And I've been listening to many more, but they don't come to my head right now. Moving on, we are once again going to be discussing games that got it right. Now, in order for a game to qualify as a game that I would consider to have gotten it right, this game must do what, you know, good games do. It must look like the world that it is trying to depict. It must follow the rules created by the storytelling in that world. You also want to know if you can expand on those rules or utilize those rules to your advantage. You also want to feel like you're playing in that world. You want to know what the game feels like. And also, does it look and feel as if you were in that world? And of course, we're talking about that without the need of augmented reality and things of that nature. Now, today's game we're going to be talking about that got it right is Slug Terra Dark Waters. This game is for the Android. You can find it in the download for that in the Google Play Store, and links are going to be in the description section of any of the platforms that we upload this podcast to. This story is about a young lad named Eli Shane who finds a world, a whole new world, under his very backyard or under his very town that he lives in, which he later finds out that was or used to be protected by his very own father. Now, Eli finds that he can battle with the animals or the life forms that exist in this realm. Now, there are different races or different factions of individuals like humanoids in the show, but the most important part of the show is the slugs. That is why the show is called Slug Terra, of course. These slugs can be used to power equipment such as blasters, and you load the slugs into the blasters, and the slugs, after being shot at a specific speed, transform into awesome beast with different abilities such as flames and spider webs and poison, cloning, and the like. That is pretty much the basis of the whole entire show. Going to different realms or different areas in Slug Terra to find different slugs with different abilities and befriend them. Now, he is also protecting the slugs from an evil individual known as Dr. Black, who is looking to ghoul the slugs with dark water. Dark water gives the slugs enhanced abilities while also making them relatively evil. And with that dark water, Dr. Black can harness the power of these slugs and basically bend them to his own will, alright? And so Eli must explore and befriend enough slugs and enough individuals to ultimately defeat Dr. Black. Now the question is, does he defeat Dr. Black? I can't even remember, but the show was very enjoyable, enough that I'm actually going to be watching it later on. And if you guys would like to accompany me, if you guys would like to enjoy the show with me as well, then what you could do is let me know in the comment section where you view this, or maybe give me a link or of some sort so we can possibly stream it with each other and talk live. That would be, you know, awesome. We can't do it on YouTube, but I'm pretty sure that I can find another platform that will allow me to do that. But I definitely want you guys to be a part of that experience so that we can all enjoy the game together. Next, we're going to be talking about the graphics, the gameplay mechanics, the level up system, the exploration, the multiplayer, and the story. So definitely stay tuned as we continue. Now, as I stated, we're getting into the gameplay mechanics, the level up system, the exploration, the multiplayer, and we've already pretty much taken care of the story, but we may explore that just a wee bit further to give you a feeling of playing the game before playing the game. And I want you guys to head over to any of our sections to get your copy from the Google Play Store itself. Now, the game is for the Android. So the graphics are relatively nice. They perfectly match the world that is being depicted. That means they perfectly look just like the actual show. Possibly because the show may have been created through the use of maybe something like Blender, but not exactly. So basically the graphics that you can get from like Unity or Blender without needing such a high impact or a high performance computer is the same way that the show looks, and is the same way that the graphics look for your actual game on the Android. The gameplay mechanics are as follows. You tap the screen for movement. You can also tap a target and lock on, and then once again tap the screen for movement. As you move, Eli will use his blaster and a slug in order to blast the opponents, blast the individuals who work for Dr. Black. And you, through doing this, explore the world of Slug Terra. You also are accompanied by one of Eli Shane's many friends to assist you in some of your endeavors. There's also, in the beginning of the tutorial, there's also a part where you don't have your blaster because it overloaded and you needed to upgrade. And so the individual accompanying you, has to fire himself, and you are just targeting. So That's a little tidbit. You are looking from the bird's eye view, third person. So you have a good view of the world overall. There's also a radar system, which allows you to somewhat know where the enemy is before you actually see them sometimes. Because, of course, it can't capture all of the world or all of the map in one go. And all of the floors or all of the levels actually do look like Slug Terra. It reports that there are 99 in all, but I have not seen all of them just yet. If at any point in time in this podcast you find yourself enjoying the music, head over to the musical library from YouTube. I am subscribed to a couple of them, and if you are a content creator yourself, you should be subscribed to them too. They provide awesome non-copyright music for you to use in the background of your podcast as well as your videos. So definitely head there. Do not miss a beat. Links are going to be in the description. Next, we're going to be getting into the leveling up system, which is relatively simple and easy. You level up by finding their currency, in-game currency, throughout the levels, and you use that money in order to increase or upgrade your equipment and your slugs. Now, the slugs have different abilities and become more powerful as you increase their level with that currency, as well as your gear increasing the properties of the slugs as well. So you definitely want to do that as often as you possibly can, although you can save up to upgrade your favorite slugs. 9 times out of 10, Burpee, which is one of the slugs, is going to be your best slug from the start, due to the fact that, of course, you get this slug first and they show you how to upgrade him first. I'm pretty sure we've already taken into account the exploration, but I want to make sure that you understand that there are 99 levels in this game. It was last last updated on the Google Play Store November the 14th, 2017, and we haven't seen any new updates yet, but hopefully they may update it later. However, it may already be the end of the story in-game, so it may not necessarily need any updates. I'm still exploring the game as we speak, and so if you guys have played the game already, you can let me know what is in it, and then I can update the rest of the individuals who have not played the game yet. And also, you guys should determine whether or not you do want to play the game by listening to these podcasts. You can also watch a video gameplay that we're going to be posting to the YouTube channel later on. And we also have a website that we're going to be posting things to, currently known as debonairgaming.com, where you can get all this content and more, as well as Debonair Gaming services such as transcription and I forget what else is on there, but find out by heading over there. I will be coming back in just a moment to continue talking about this game that we love so much, Slug Terra Dark Waters, a game that got it right. And now we're getting into the juicy bits, and that is the multiplayer. The multiplayer aspect of the game is relatively simple as well. You are Eli Shane, or another avatar that you get to pick later on, as you are able to upgrade and as you use their in-game currency to purchase new characters. You can also use real money, so there are in-game actual real-life purchases, and I do believe that they may. It's possible that they could have paywalled some characters, but I'm not sure. Once again, I have not been able to explore all of the game before giving you guys the verdict on this game, so you can explore it yourself and let me know what you find. I definitely will be updating this video and this podcast overall, and so you will know fully what you get if you have not played the game. But this is just my interpretation of it so far. In the multiplayer, you are playing from a third person view, as like a third person shooter, similar to like Warframe per se. You are using your slugs in order to battle another individual, another slug slinger, and you are firing until their health bar is low. Some of the slugs have a targeting mechanism which auto-targets the specific slug slinger, and it makes it easier for you to hit them. But you can also move out the way. You can dodge, and you can hide behind other objects in order to not be hit. So if you're good enough, you can definitely get a good feel of the game from there. I don't believe there's any jumping, but I haven't tried that out yet, so you guys can let me know. And there is still a big community playing, so you never run out of slug slingers to destroy in your awesomeness with your favorite slugs. You can equip Burpee and many more of them as you gain more of them. And ultimately, there's only one thing missing, and that is what we will talk about in the next section, where we say, how could they have made the game perfect? And can it be made perfect? We'll be finding out in just a moment. So how could the game be made perfect, you might ask? Well, for starters, one of the aspects of the show that was so cool was as Eli Shane began exploring Slugterra and got further and deeper into the lore of the world, you find out that it is actually quite possible to fuse slug abilities. Certain slug ability fusions give you different effects, different status effects, or different damage effects overall. And this was not really explored that much further in the show. We only saw maybe 2 or 4 slugs fuse in order to create different abilities. One was a tornado ability, another was a blast of light ability. I'm not going to tell you which slugs those were. You're going to have to watch the show to find out. But when it happened, me and my son were highly excited. We were thinking about the lore of the world. We would talk days and days about what we thought different slug fusions could create, and we were hoping that the show would give us that. Sadly, the show did not give us that and actually ended before providing us that. Even the second season of the show, we were missing a little bit of that. I can't remember distinctly any other slug fusions. And so I thought that it would be possible for the game to provide us that, but sadly it didn't. We never saw any dual wielding of blasters. We never saw the wand that was used by the individual who can fuse slug abilities. So we were I, at least playing the game, was very disappointed. Also, the game could have definitely taken on the aspect of augmented reality. I think augmented reality can make any game better or any game perfect, and sadly, of course, this game did not do that. Now, don't get me wrong, I understand that it's on the Android phone, and also during the time that the game was actually created, augmented reality was not the thing, the go-to, but augmented reality is making a comeback. Virtual reality is making a comeback, and I think that that is an aspect that could definitely drastically make any game better. Now, it says here, can it be made better? Or I have my notes here, can it be made better? And I believe those aspects of the game can be made better. But if, unfortunately, from what we can see right now, it is highly probable that that will not happen. Therefore, Debonair Gaming later on in its lifespan will definitely be attempting to do just that. And if you're interested in that kind of content, if you're interested in seeing what we do, then please favorite us, like us, subscribe us, follow us, hit the notification bell and all that good stuff. Well, guys, that is going to end the first episode of our series, Games That Got It Right. And if you enjoyed the series, you know what to do. But if you don't know what to do, head over to our YouTube channel and subscribe. If you are coming here from another platform and you're on maybe Stitcher, maybe Anchor, maybe Google Play, wherever you are, follow us there and let us know that you enjoy the comment by heading over to the comment section, if there is a comment section, by subscribing, if there is a subscription. And also, you can head over to our other platforms that we use, such as YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and many, many more. If there is a search box available to you, you can type in Debonair Gaming and find us. So do that whenever you get the chance. Feel free to share the content. Sharing is caring. And as we said, we are going to be getting into VR, AR, and the like. Okay, we're getting into production is what we're trying to do here at Debonair Gaming. And your support is very important. So feel free to do so. Well, that's going to end it. And what I'm going to say is, in our next episode of Games That Got It Right, we are going to be talking about a special game that is near and dear to my heart. That's going to be Dragon Ball Z Tenkaichi 3, a game that got it right. If you're looking forward to listening on how that game got it right, why it is ultimately the best Dragon Ball Z game ever created in the history of Dragon Ball Z games, and maybe the most awesome video game in the known universe, then make sure you subscribe. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of your 2018. I am Debonair, your host of the Debonair Gaming Channel on YouTube and on Google Play and all the other things, saying thank you and enjoy the rest of your day. I really appreciate it.